Interesting little article in today's Cairns Post. If you're out there looking for a job, there are part-time jobs, apparently, here and there. Now, it says, with growth in part-time reliant industries like healthcare and retail, there are plenty of advantages shaping up for part-time job seekers. Seek.com currently has 112 job listings for part-time work in Cairns and far north. And then it goes on further to say Pete Faulkner, this is Pete from CONUS, CBC Staff Selection Trend. Pete said the biggest growth industry sector for employment in Cairns during the data period in November, or to November, was retail, which grew by 3,200. Really? And is a large employer of part-time workers. The figures are incredible. I mean, there's 118,000 apparently employed people in Cairns. Of those, 34% or 40,000 are part-time. Pete's on the line to talk about these figures. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Let's just have an update, firstly, on the employment situation in Cairns. How healthy or unhealthy is it at the moment?
Oh, look, it's looking pretty healthy, actually. As you say, we've got about 118,500 people employed in Cairns at the moment, which is pretty good for us at the moment. The unemployment rate hovering around about, where are we now? Hang on, I'm just looking. Unemployment rate now, we're hovering at about 6.1%. And it's been there for the last kind of 5 months. It's come down, obviously, not that long ago we were talking about 7-8% in Cairns. It's now hanging around 6%, so around about the state average. It's a little higher than it is nationwide, but as far as Queensland is concerned, it's pretty good, and it's bang on average for regional Queensland, and it's actually somewhat lower than Greater Brisbane, which is currently sitting at. Yeah, so Greater Brisbane actually not doing as well as the regions. Greater Brisbane's 6.5% at the moment.
Now, those 40,000 in part-time employment, do they all want to be in part-time employment, or would a lot of them prefer full-time, do you think?
Oh, look, I expect you'd certainly find that some of them would prefer full-time, but a lot of them nowadays particularly are quite happy in part-time. We've seen a good deal of increase in part-time employment. You know, you hear a lot of things around uberization of work and that kind of thing, with people doing a lot more of that kind of work. It's certainly more prevalent in the regions than it is in the capital cities. You mentioned that statistic, it's about 34% for Cairns. That's a little bit higher than it is across the regions. It's around 33% in the regions. It's about 30% in Greater Brisbane. And that's understandable, particularly for Cairns, when, as you say, things like the accommodation and food sector, so very much, and the retail sector, very much sort of tourism-based sectors, do rely quite heavily on part-time jobs. Those are important sectors for Cairns, and therefore, not surprisingly, we have a somewhat higher percentage of part-time workers in the region than you would see across the state as a whole.
Now, Peter, from time to time, in fact, regularly now, we hear about, well, the revolution in employment opportunities represented by the rollout of the NDIS up here. Why is that going to change things so dramatically?
Well, because the way that disability services are going to be provided, there's a lot of disability providers that are now gearing up to start the provision of the kind of disability services that are covered by the NDIS, so physical disability, mental disability, and the healthcare sector, when we're talking about part-time jobs in particular, and particularly in that kind of support sector, has been quite heavily reliant on part-time employment, and as a result, we're going to be seeing more of those jobs. And again, this isn't specific to Cairns. This is rolling out across the nation, and across the nation, we've seen dramatic increases in the number of people involved in the healthcare industry for some time now. This isn't particularly new, but it's starting to have a really significant impact in our area. And I mean, even if you just look back over the last sort of 4 years, we've seen something around about a 2,500 increase in the number of people employed in the healthcare sector. They're taking it from about 12,000 to about 14,500 just in Cairns.
God, that's really significant, isn't it?
It is, and it takes it up to being one of the largest employment sectors now in Cairns. It's currently sitting in second place just behind retail. Retail's seen a bit of a boom over the past sort of year on the back of some good tourism numbers, particularly domestic tourism numbers. And retail currently sits at just over 16,000, healthcare at about 14,500. But it won't be long, and I'd certainly expect within the next couple of years that we would see healthcare as the largest industry sector in the region.
Very interesting indeed. Good to talk to you, Pete. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Peter Faulkner, Cairns economist and principal of CONUS Business Consultancy Services.